The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
I'm just saying my year of hot is back on, big time. Hey, it's Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. That's because I've discovered Armoire. It's amazing. It's designer women's clothing rental service, okay? So I'm wearing a new outfit every week. I've never been more in love with my closet. You've got to try it out. Armoire is giving up to 50% off your first month, plus 2 free bonus items to try out first. This is how you get the deal. Go to armoire.style/Brooke. That's armoire.style/Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E. To get that 50% off your first month of clothing rental from Armoire. Oh my God, you're gonna thank me. Try Armoire today.
Second date update.
One of our listeners named Lulu emailed us for a second date update saying that she's been on a bunch of bad dates recently.
Oh, girl.
Oh, wow.
Her message says, one guy took me to Burger King because it was, quote, what he liked to eat. He ate 2 full meals by himself. Wow. And talked about himself the whole time. At the end, he lunged across the table for a kiss while his whole mouth was covered in sauce.
Ew, that is so gross.
He was just looking for a Burger Queen, okay?
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
And she also wrote, one guy's opening line to me on Tinder was, if I buy you 20 chicken nuggets, can I do it with you in your car?
I mean, chicken nuggets are pretty good.
Yeah, Alex's like, yeah.
Where's she finding all these fast food fanatics?
Yeah, Lulu, I think the problem is you need to get off all the fast food dating apps.
Yeah.
Taco Bell match is not working for you.
Darn it.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to maybe be the answer because finding someone on there is impossible.
Ah,
yeah.
You don't want to run for the border, I hear.
No, but okay. Lulu, the reason why we're taking your call is because I'm really hoping that we can help you get out of your current dating funk. Okay, so tell us about the guy that you want us to call today. What's his name?
Right, Trent.
Trent, okay.
Mm-hmm. And where did you meet Trent, should I even ask?
On Bumble.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a normal one.
All right. Yeah. And so what attracted you to Trent? Was it his total lack of interest in fast food?
I don't know. I feel like at this point I'm just, not that he didn't seem super interesting, but I was just trying anyone and anything at this point. And I think that's where I was kind of running into these people that were a huge disappointment.
So he was good enough. He was fine. He was there. You swiped. You have given up is what it sounds like, Lulu.
Well, he was kind of like at the top of my list because like he was super cute and there were no weird red flags in his bio. So I was like, this might be a really positive thing for me.
Okay.
I like how no red flags is like a huge green or a checkered flag.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean there's something wrong. It just means he didn't mess his bio up.
So what did you and Trent end up doing for your date?
So we actually wound up going to a local bar. But what was really weird was as soon as we saw each other, I recognized him right away. He looked super confused and said, I thought you were blonde.
Did you used to be blonde?
No, I was like, maybe it's because, you know, we both were kind of messaging back and forth about how hard it is to find people dating online. I was like, maybe you know, you had me confused with somebody else, and we kind of had like a good laugh about it. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
How did he say it? Did he say it like he was disappointed that you weren't, or was he kind of happy?
No, just genuinely confused. Like, okay, thought he was meeting somebody that looked differently. But like, I can understand, because I've just been doing so much dating as well that I feel like I could easily make the same mistake.
It seems like it'd just be a blur. Yeah. Like, you just, like, you're swiping on so many people, seeing so many pictures.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So what was it like? Yeah.
I mean, it was great. So went to the bar, grabbed seats. He took his jacket off and he had scrubs on.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, a doctor.
Hello.
Or a nurse.
Hello.
Turns out he's a medical resident and he had just pulled a 35-hour shift.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
From work?
No wonder he was confused.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
He's like, where am I?
He's like a real resident. Like, he lives at the hospital.
That's what all residents do.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah.
God, how does he have even time to date right now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, would explain the confusion, obviously. I mean, he hadn't slept in over a day. But it was really sweet. He was such a gentleman. He was, you know, he didn't want to cancel because he was kind of really interested to meet me. So we got a couple of drinks.
Did he get hammered on a couple of drinks since he was on no sleep? And I'm assuming, like, not a lot of food, whatever the vending machine and hospital cafeteria had.
He's like, I thought you were blonde and I thought you were a mythical creature.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought you had wings.
That's exactly right.
So how was the convo?
No, it was so good. It was totally normal. Damn. The only thing, so I got up and went to the bathroom. And when I came back, he was passed out on the bar.
Oh, buddy.
And they think he's wasted. He's not. Oh, no.
So you just left him there?
No, I bet
you
didn't.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. You went and woke him up?
Yeah, he was such a nice guy. So I woke him up. I put money on the bar, paid for our drink. Got him an Uber, gave him a hug. He was so grateful, and just that was it.
And he's still riding around. Uber? He's still riding around in the back of the Uber, asleep right now. That's why he hasn't called you.
Yeah. So what's happened since that date? Have you guys spoken at all?
Nothing. Radio silent. Mm. And I can tell that he's active, like on the app. Aww. So it's like, I don't really know what happened. Honestly, like, maybe he forgot about the date and thought it was a dream.
Could have been.
Just in a total state of lucidness.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's just so busy. I mean, maybe he just realized that he just doesn't have the bandwidth to fit dating in right now.
I don't think, like, everything was just so normal. And honestly, we didn't even really last that long at the bar. There wasn't enough time for anything weird to happen. I mean, it could be that he just kind of realized after how exhausted he was just to even make it through one date that he can't date. But like, I hope not, because he's the one normal guy I've had an experience with in forever.
Yeah, and he's a doctor. We can't let him get away.
He's future rich.
All right, so let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Dr. Trent for you.
Ooh,
and then
like
we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. Paging Dr. Trent. Dr. Trent to the second date update. There's a non-blonde who needs surgery on her heart stat.
No.
If you're awake right now, we really need you.
Oh, no.
Dr. Please. Trent.
Oh.
What? You didn't tell him code red or anything.
Code blue?
I don't remember.
I didn't have time. We lost her.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Well, if you're just tuning in, one of our listeners went on a date with a doctor that she met on Bumble. The date, she says, went well, except for the fact that Trent was exhausted after working a 35-hour shift at the hospital, and he actually fell asleep at the bar. Still, Lulu says she had a good time with him. She thought he was really nice. And did I mention he's a doctor?
Well,
say it again.
He's a resident still, I mean.
Alexa.
A resident is a doctor.
Right, but he's still got a couple of years before he makes some good
impressed.
Money.
Okay.
You know.
Well,
he's wearing scrubs.
Yeah,
either way.
See, Alexis is hoping that Lulu's gone for real.
She wants to swoop in. Well, before that can happen, Lulu's asking for our help getting Dr. Trent back on the phone to ask him, what's up, Doc? No.
Leave.
Yeah, okay.
I love cartoon jokes. That was good.
All right, Lulu, before we make the call, tell us, how are you feeling?
I'm okay. I just want to know what the deal is, I guess.
I mean, are you nervous? Because you said, like, this is the only normal person you've met. I feel like there's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, there's that. And there's also, I have zero idea what happened.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work out, you can always go back to Burger Bros or whatever dating app you're using
please
before.
No.
I hope he answers and he's like in surgery right now.
Yeah. He's like, hold on, scalpel. I'm sorry, what would you say?
I hope he doesn't answer if he's in surgery.
I just make it more interesting for us.
It would be
Jeffrey.
Really cool.
Yeah. Not very interesting for the person that's on the surgery table.
Yeah,
but
they don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who cares? Okay, we're just going to make the call. You ready to do this, Lulu?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to dial number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Trent?
Yes.
Dr. Trent?
Who's this?
My name's Jeff from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
We're doing a segment called the Second Date Update, but before we get into that, I just want to make sure you're not working at the hospital right now, right? You're not in the surgery room?
If you are, put your phone
right up. We obviously have had no medical training whatsoever.
Where are your fingers right now?
Oh.
I am very confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully not by the patient, just by us.
So we're doing something called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So recently you've gone out with one of our listeners and you haven't been speaking afterwards and she's confused. So her name's Lulu.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember Lulu? She said you were exhausted when you showed up for the date.
Wait. This is the radio right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a morning radio show.
She's just a listener.
That's
she
what
needed...
you took from everything that we've just said?
He's tired.
Yeah. Did you just get off another 35-hour shift? Because that's what she said happened before your date.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that she would call a radio station and talk about our date. It's a little weird, I guess.
Wait, are you interested? Yeah, do you remember? I'm really clueless on where you're at right now with this trend.
We're doing all the talking here. The goal of the segment is to have you talk and tell us what's going on in your life.
Yeah, you guys are overwhelming me. Stop talking for a second.
Okay,
sorry.
We're going to shut up and let you explain
yourself.
I don't want to say what I'm going to say. I'm like overwhelmed with guilt and I feel really embarrassed and bad about this whole thing.
Ooh. You have guilt?
Yes.
Why?
I'm feeling guilty because I completely lied to her.
About what?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not training to be a doctor. I'm not in the medical whatever, the world of medical hospital whatever.
Then why were you wearing scrubs?
Of course a doctor isn't on Bumble, guys. We should have known.
Why were you wearing scrubs?
Yeah, what's going on?
I had a really long weekend, okay?
What?
I had been with my best friend. He had a bachelor party, and we were, like, drinking all weekend, gambling. I hadn't slept in, like, days.
Oh, boo-hoo. So,
I don't understand.
So that's your excuse for showing up in scrubs and telling her that you're a resident?
That's what I always do whenever I have a big bachelor weekend with my bros. I just come home, and I'm like, oh, better throw on the scrubs, tell somebody I'm a doctor.
Listen, I didn't want to cancel on her. I didn't know what else to do. I had these scrubs from, like, a Halloween costume.
Oh. Wait, so that's your solution instead of, what? I just don't understand the point of the lie.
Because I didn't want to cancel on her, and I was a complete mess.
Are you employed?
Yeah, guys think either a guy shows up hungover to a date, or he's a tired doctor. What looks better?
Yeah,
a tired doctor.
Well, not in your case, Alexis. You would want someone that's hungover and can party.
I mean, I'd like the whole combo.
I would go with. I would go honest dude is the best person to show up.
No, honest dude takes her to Burger King. We can talk about that.
But Trent, if you liked her, then why are you completely avoiding her? Just because you're ashamed that you lied?
I mean, it's not like a little white lie. It's like a gigantic, huge lie.
Yeah, we all tell gigantic, huge lies to our partners, though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, Brooke does all the time.
No, I do not. I mean, why don't you tell her the truth?
Because he can't recover from that. Like, hey, I lied about everything.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know how she'll react. She's not her. Yeah. Like, give her a chance.
Yeah, let's find out how she'll react. Because I need to tell you, non-Dr. Trent, that Lulu's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Please tell me you're kidding.
No.
Lulu the brain surgeon, are you there?
Yeah, Lulu?
Trent's your real name, right?
Good question.
Yes, it's my real name. I'm really sorry, Lulu. I'm really sorry.
So what do you do?
All good questions.
What do I do for work?
Yeah.
I'm in sales.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Where are you at emotionally, Lulu?
Confused.
Okay, so that's not mad. That's not mad, Trent.
Yeah,
that's hopeful.
I mean, you can imagine what she's going through right now, Trent. She feels like this is the first person in forever that she's had a genuine connection with.
And it turns out
it was a total lie, and none of it's true.
Nothing was a lie except for the fact that I'm not a doctor. But, I mean, if you like me at my lowest, then maybe we should go again because I was really not in a good place.
Oh, good sell, Trent. Good sell. Way to sell it, Trent.
If it makes you feel any better, I've been avoiding you because I actually really like you, and I think you're a great person, and I just couldn't face you anymore.
Aww. Yeah.
I just don't get it, Trent. Like, you're like on this date with this woman. You start in a lie. You start to like her. Like, why didn't you come clean that night? Like, that's the red flag for me.
You're acting like this is some normal thing that people do. Like, what did you want me to do? Halfway through, say this is a costume? I mean,
yeah.
That's
yeah. Halfway through, be honest. Yeah, no, that's what I would want you to do.
And actually, Trent, this could be your moment to actually be completely truthful, to show your vulnerability, to say something true and embarrassing.
How more vulnerable can I be? What do you guys want me to do? Get naked?
Sure. If that's your truth, I guess.
Okay, we'll wait. Go ahead.
You guys have pulled like 5 fast ones on me. I don't know how much more vulnerable I can get.
Yeah, we think he's been honest the whole time.
It makes a lot of sense now because every time I was asking you about medical school and being a resident, you kept like kind of falling asleep. Is that because you were trying to avoid answering the question? Mm.
Yeah.
That's okay. So funny.
All right. Well,
he's a terrible liar.
Yeah.
Times.
Hopefully, here's a question that you can not fall asleep before you answer, because we would like to send you out on one more date with Lulu, and we'll pay for it. Fell asleep. There
it
happened.
You're asking me? I think it's up to Lulu.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you're interested in going out with Lulu again, and we will pay for that date.
Swallow your pride, lick your wounds, and move forward, bro.
I'd love to.
I don't think it's him that has any wounds. It's poor Lulu. Yeah. Does Lulu want to go out
She's
with
not
him?
Getting
Lulu,
doctor.
Are you still interested in Trent?
I feel like maybe I should give him a second chance only because I feel like I like his personality, but like it was kind of a wash because I didn't really get to know real information about him.
Yeah. Exactly. And what else is out there? Burger guys?
Yeah.
Just go with Trent, the fake doctor.
Real. Things are that bad out there, Lulu.
What is a burger you're talking about?
That's a whole new story.
Don't you worry about
it. I'm sure we'll find out about that with you on date number 2, Trent.
Yeah.
All right. So is that a yes?
Yeah, that's a yes.
Okay. Look at love isn't dead in the world of dating apps.
No.
God.
I hope I find a fake doctor.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.